Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is the Yelky Madness coming to you live-ish from North Carolina. For those of you who might know me or have known me in the IRC, you know that this is a change. I used to be from Western Pennsylvania, now I'm from Eastern Carolina. This is important for two reasons. One, you Americans might actually notice that there's a little bit of an accent change from the last Hacker Public Radio by Yelky Madness. And two, this is not a homebrew episode, and that's because of the move. I have not had the time to do the amount of research that I have wanted to do for the homebrew episode. And don't fear, it's coming. You'll be hearing about various types of beer and how they're made and what characteristics they should have when they come out of the bottle when you're done making them. So that ought to be good, but like I said, I want to put a lot more effort into it than I've been able to put in so far. Now, on to the subject of this episode. The subject of this episode is a program called AVID. Now, what AVID stands for, it will be learning a little bit later on in the episode. But right now, we're going to be talking about the history of AVID. AVID was a program which, like all great programs, was born out of necessity. And by program, I don't mean computer program, I mean kind of academic program. And it was born in the 1980s when affirmative action took place and the lower performing schools were first to intermingle with the higher performing schools. Now, this usually meant that urban schools were mingling with suburban schools. And urban schools at this time in big cities in California were mostly minority groups. And suburban schools at this time were mostly, you know, majority groups. So what happened was these minority students were bussed out to the suburban schools, and some teachers had the opportunity to decide whether or not they wanted to stay at the suburban schools, which were going to have their scores decrease, or go to the urban schools and have their schools' scores increase. Now, one such teacher was a lady by the name of Mary Catherine. And she was pretty much given blanket leave to go to an urban school and pretty much rewrite the whole program from the ground up, which is a pretty tempting thing if you're a teacher to be able to have complete creative license. But what she opted for instead was to take some of these high school students who are coming in from the urban school and find out which ones were interested in working hard and succeeding, and take those students and give them the tools to succeed. Now that brings us to AVID. What is AVID? AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. Advancement, a lot of these minority groups, their families were uneducated. You know, some of them were in from Mexico, some of them were from rice paddies or goodness only knows what in Asia. So, you know, they're not the strongest education. If they did have a strong education, it was not in the American system, so they weren't familiar with how the American system worked and so on and so forth. So advancement stands for academic advancement. Via is just a big little word through individual. And in the AVID program, a lot of emphasis is placed on what you are determined to do, what you want to do. And then determination is the idea that if you really want it, you will be given the tools to do it and you will be able to do it. Now the students are obviously selected for being able to accomplish things or having at least the ability to accomplish things. But they're not the top students. They're almost exclusively C average students who their parents may or may not have had any kind of education. So what does this look like in practice? You have what are called the Wicker principles, and this will be part of the presentation that I'm going to put up online that you can look at. AVID is designed to help students, even students at my particular school, to prepare for college level courses. As of next semester, my high school freshmen will be taking college courses that you did hear that correctly. My ninth graders will be taking some college courses. They're not going to have a full college course load, but they're obviously going to be taking college courses. So students are taught in my class, they're taught organizational skills, how to work smarter instead of harder. And one of the big ways to do